Okay. In Parsha Noach, we have the discussion of the Migdal Bavel. And whatever perush you come across has to answer a certain question, because the story as it's written needs more explanation. Because as it seems that they were building a big building. Hashem said, let me check it out. And everybody has one language, so let me mix them up and spread it out. So it's not quite clear what they did wrong. So we have as many perushim as you have. You probably have, you know, probably some of them are similar, but you have almost as many explanations. So here we have, we're learning the perush of the Sforno, so we're going to learn the Sforno's explanation of it. So the Sforno said, what he notices in the psukim, first of all, in what they're planning to do, he says, Naaseh lanu shem. What is this Naaseh lanu shem? He says that's a euphemism. They're trying to make avodah zarah. What is it they're trying to do? They want Nimrod to be the ruler. Although everybody else wanted to build houses for themselves and for their cattle, let's say, the people, the Sarim, wanted Nimrod to be the ultimate ruler. And what was their plan? It's a pretty good plan. We're going to make one city where everybody's going to come worship this one great avodah zarah. It's going to be the best avodah zarah. It's going to be the god of all other gods. This one's the one to beat, to trump all of the others. That's what their plan was. Yimloch, and through that, Shamalech al Tolair, Yimloch al Kolamina Anoshi. If everybody comes to the city, flocks to the city, goes there, pilgrimage to try and come see this building, worship this avodah zarah, and you're the ruler in charge of this city, so you hold all the cards. You're gonna be in charge. That was how they're gonna solidify Nimrod's claim, Nimrod's power to the world. So the second thing the Sfor notices in the text is Hashem had to go down to look at what was happening. Now we know Hashem sees everything. There's nothing Hashem doesn't need to go down to look at anything. He knows what's going on without looking. So in the text, when the Psukim tell you that, so the Sforno says that's telling us something. What is Vayered Hashem Lirot? He says whenever the Pasuk uses Hayirida Lirot, it's talking about, it's not bad now, but the way the situation is going, it's going to get bad. As in, the punishment you're getting is not for what happens now, it's but for where it's going to lead. What example do we all know of where someone is punished, not for where they are, but for where it's going to lead? Ben Tzora Amorah. Good. Everybody answered all at once. He answered the same answer. He said, exactly. Ben Tzora Amorah, Shamra, Yard the Torah, the Sof Dato. Right? We use that lashon. Yard the Torah, the Sof Dato. What does that mean? It's figuring out where this is going to get to. So Hashem is saying, well, this is the situation now. I have to stop it because of where it's going to get to. So this lashon vayered Hashem lerot. The Sforno saying wasn't that it was bad; it was gonna get bad. And he has further proofs for this. For example, when it comes to Stom in Perek Yudchet, it says Erdan Vere. Again, I'm going to see where Stom gets bad. Now we know they destroyed Stom. Stom we use as an example of evil. So says the Sforno, they weren't actually bad yet. They were bad to poor people. They were bad to guests and visitors. They weren't at the point where they actually needed destruction. But why did they need destruction? Because they were bad to poor people. If you're bad to poor people and people in need, and you don't have pity on them, so really it's going to lead to something way worse than that. So his example is the stone that we say that the Achzaryo Negra Niyayam Shayan Nimshach Mimenu Kilkul Gamor Nosav. You're going to end up way worse, as the pasuk tells us in Yecheskel. They didn't give money to poor people, so that's so bad to not be taking care of poor people, and we know that's going to lead to something way worse. So it's already worthy of destruction, but not per se being bad enough itself. That's what the Sforno says, and as a final proof comes a pasuk in Hazinu, Erema Charitam. Sometimes we explain this pasuk in the Shir of Hazinu. What's it talking about? That it's in Golos, and the nations are going to punish us because Hashem's hidden, and they're all going to take advantage of Hashem hiding. So the Sforno says that's not what it means. It's not that we're hidden, and that's the Golos, and they're going to... Hashem hides because we got so bad, He doesn't want to be there when we get worse. He's already hiding for us, allowing the nations to take advantage of our Golos. So the first thing we have is, what were they trying to do? They were trying to make the biggest avodah zarah the best and put Nimrod in charge. And the second point he makes is that Hashem was stopping it now before it got way worse. And why was he concerned that it was going to get worse? What was the big issue? So says the Sforno, that's at the end. So nothing will stop them. They got to the point that there's nothing that's going to stop them. Why is there nothing going to stop them? Because this plan to make Nimrod great, this plan to make the one best of Avodah Zarah, the God of Gods, was going to be successful. It was going to be so good that there was going to be no disagreement. When you have disagreement, when you have different viewpoints, so you argue and you argue and another view, and the people from this place think one way and the people from that place think another way, so you might be able to, they have a better year, you have a better year, you win the World Series one year, they win, everybody's going to have, there's going to be ebbs and flows, it's going to be wax and wane, it's going to go around. And maybe one day the truth will come out that who's really the one true God, Hashem Elokeinu. But if you get to the point that there's one view and it's so clear, everybody's going to be afraid to speak out. Nobody's going to think otherwise. Nobody's going to think differently. So he says that's the problem. When he quotes a pasuk, "Yumizrach Shemesh Anvoah Gadol Shmi B'Goyim," is a pasuk Malachi. The Gemara Menachot says, using that pasuk, when people are trying to figure out who God is and who's the real God of everything else, God of gods, let's say. So who's really in charge? If they worship the sun, if they worship the moon, if they worship the stars, if they worship trees, if they worship things, what are they trying to do? They're trying to figure out who God is. So they may be wrong, and we shouldn't do that. Don't go worshiping the sun. We should be davening to Hashem. But if people are worshiping the sun, it's because they're trying to figure it out. So there's a hope that eventually they'll figure it out. So they may be wrong and misdirected, but if somebody comes and disproves them, there's hope for the future that they'll end up worshiping HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If everybody's in agreement for one thing, there's nothing that's going to sway them otherwise. There's no hope for the future for them to get out of it. And therefore, Hashem said, that's it, I have to put a stop to this. We have to have differences. We have, unless unless it's the one truth that's happening, then we're okay with it. But if everybody's in agreement that there's one truth, and it's not Emes Lamito, it's not real truth, so then we have a problem. So that's what the Sforno says Hashem is doing. Hashem is saying, wow, good plan. You made it. Everybody's going to be in agreement. You're going to be in charge, Nimrod. There's one great Avodah Zarah. But that's the problem. Hashem is saying, I'm seeing where this is going to lead, and there's going to be no way out of this, so I have to stop this. So here we have the important message. Okay, there was the side message about being nice to poor people, because otherwise that leads to bad things. That was in the middle of the Sforno. But the end of the Sforno was saying, when everybody's in agreement about something, when everybody's going all along with one idea, you better make sure it's the right idea. Because if it's the wrong idea, it's going to be really hard to change and really hard to sway it. In fact, that's the beauty of multiple ideas. Because together we're going to work out what's true, what's right. You'll fight, you'll argue, you'll present your ideas, I'll present my ideas. That's what we do, in a chavruta. That's what we do in discussions, in a proper society. I don't mean in today's modern political world where, okay, my way or you're the highway. I mean in normal civil discourse. When you discuss things and you figure out in interactions and you negotiate, you figure out what's the emet. And it's a problem when everybody's all saying one way. If it's not the right way, then they're stuck and there's no hope. So we value the fact that there's interaction even when people are wrong. But at least when they're wrong in a certain way and another people are wrong and everyone's wrong together in various different ways, but not the same way. So then we can hope that eventually the ultimate truth that Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, is really the one in charge of the world. So that's what the Sforno's shot is from Migdal Bavel. Again, every parish is going to have what they think the chayit of Migdal Bavel was and what Hashem was putting a stop to. The Sforno's shot was that everybody was going to be worshipping one of Avodah Zarah, and when everybody's on board, that's a problem because there's going to be no way to bring them back to the right way to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shkach.